It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Larry, happy 2025.
Happy 2025 to you, too. And we'll see what it has to offer. 2024 had an amazing number of natural events that happened. Someday I'll talk more about them. But right now I want to look back on a few other things. We just finished the wonderful month of December, and we were going along in a really interesting pattern until the final week. December looked like it was going to be a month of colder than normal temperatures. And that's pretty impressive for December. Well, Mother Nature had other plans, and it changed in the past week. And we ended up, yes, once again, above normal. Of the 12 months of 2024, 11 were above normal. Actually, all 12 were, but the month of June was almost exactly equal to normal. So we didn't quite do it. The other statistic that looked like it was going to be impressive was precipitation. Until the last couple of days, the precipitation, thanks to some rain we got a week ago, was equal to or above normal for December. December is normally a pretty dry month, so it's not that hard to get above normal. But once again, thanks to the ending of the month, no, we were again below normal. Most of the months of this year, we have been below normal precipitation. For a while, we weren't. For a while, we were having a wet year. March, April, May, and June were all above normal precipitation. But then we started to get dry. June was very wet, but by the time we got to September, very dry. And that continued, and we ended the year about 3 inches below normal. Now, we'll see. Yeah, like I said, this is early in 25, and we'll see what Mother Nature has to offer this time around. Anyway, other things of note, besides those weather statistics, I have one more weather statistic, and that is the amount of snow. We only got about 6.5 inches of snow during December, no big storms, and that totals out to the whole season so far, being about 13.5 inches of snow. Normally, by this time, we get 35 inches of snow. And boy, that's in a daydreaming to expect that. Let's remember that we had a very light snow winter last year. But 2 years ago, for those who can remember, December was very snowy and some pretty good-sized snow. So things could certainly turn around. As we get into January is our coldest month. And it is not unusual to get below zero. According to the forecast, we're going to be seeing it pretty quickly now. I usually expect about half of the days of January, we're going to have a below zero reading. So we'll see. Then there is this phenomenon known as the January thaw, which happens virtually every year. I have seen some very cold Januaries that still had a thaw. So that's to be expected sometime during the month as well. The month is a bit of a dry month. We don't get that much precipitation, but the precipitation we get is in the form of snow. And a typical January, if there is such a thing, will give about 17 inches of snow. Now, there's a few astronomical events that are taking place, some of which we won't even notice. One of them that I always think is kind of, or two of them I think are really kind of cool, are going on right now this weekend. First, after having the days start sunrise getting later every day, dawn being later every day for months now, we are turning the corner. And after having sunrise at 7:54 every morning this week, we are starting now on the 4th to have sunrise at 7:53. And it will continue to get earlier as we go through the rest of the next several months. We will notice it a little bit later in the month. Why? Because we already have sunsets quite a bit later, more than 10 minutes later than they were in early December. So the days will get noticeable. And during the course of the month, the amount of daylight from the 1st to the amount of daylight to the 31st, there is 1 hour difference, 1 hour more daylight. So we'll see that. The other thing is really cool, and I think this is why we should be celebrating New Year's, because January 4th this year is perihelion. Perihelion is the time in which our planet going around the sun is closest to the sun. It's not a perfect circle, and therefore there are times when it's closest and there are times when it's further away. And in January 4th, we will be at the closest point. It's called perihelion. 6 months from now, we will be at the distant point called aphelion. And yes, that's in early July. Even though we are closer to the sun, thanks to the tilt of the earth, we do not feel the warmth as the southern hemisphere does. We are now in the waxing crescent of the moon. We will see it larger until the 14th when we get a full moon. This is Christmas bird count time, and in Carlson County here, we postponed our, well, I shouldn't say postponed, we just planned our Christmas bird count to take place in early January. Many of the bird counts in the region have already taken place, but we planned ours for early January, and it's been good. We've been seeing some really good winter birds. I had a great experience this week of seeing a shrike come to a bird feeder. I think I mentioned shrikes before. They're about the size of a blue jay. They're kind of a gray and black and white. And even though they're classified as a songbird, they are a predator. And they go to the bird feeder not to eat the sunflower seeds, but they go there to eat the birds that are eating the sunflower seeds. And it was really interesting to see that as soon as the shrike showed up, all the other birds just kind of disappeared. They apparently knew what to expect when there's a shrike nearby. Shrikes are, as I said, classified as songbirds, even though they act like a predator. They do have a hooked beak like that of a hawk, but they don't have the talons like that of a hawk. Therefore, in order to devour the food they catch, they have to hang it up somewhere. And this is called impaling, and they often do it on thorn on a tree or perhaps barbed wire. And then I had one a few years ago that shows the backside of the bird feeder. And I kept wondering, why are you keep coming back to the bird feeder? Well, that's what it did. It caught a bird and it impaled it on the bird feeder, and then it keeps coming back for it. We do have birds that are wintering with us, a few bald eagles, hawks, barred owls. I've been hearing barred owls calling despite the fact that it's been chilly. This morning we had 10 degrees, and I expect it's going to be colder than that the next few mornings. There's also things like turkeys and grouse, and perhaps in some open areas of the St. Louis River, there will be some golden-eyed ducks. They're tough, and they stick around as long as they can. But most of the birds around now are what's called songbirds or passerines, and there are many. There are crows and ravens and jays and nuthatches and chickadees and woodpeckers and pigeons and starlings and robin and cardinals and various kinds of finches like goldfinch, purple finch, pine siskin, maybe some pine grosbeaks and evening grosbeaks. They're a little harder to see. Crossbills, redpolls, and various kinds of sparrows. There are birds that are here. And so usually in our Christmas bird count, we get between 30 and 35 different species of birds. So we'll see if that's going to happen again this time around. One of the interesting things that has happened with our weather patterns that we've had over the last 10 days is that we had a snow cover that was mostly dry snow, powdery snow. And then we had the temperatures warm up, and that powdery dry snow melted. It was interesting to see that the powdery dry snow that was on the ice of lakes and ponds melted, and the next day the ice on these lakes and ponds was covered with water. Now, subsequently, that froze. So now we have ice on top of the melted snow on top of the original ice. And there's no snow on top of that, except for just a little bit that has fallen recently. Well, as a result of that, what was very good animal tracking, and I was seeing dozens of them every day, has dropped down to be very little. The crusty snow that has followed the melting, the crusty snow that is still out on the ground, is too strong or too thick or too hard for critters to leave their tracks. And so I've not seen that many animal tracks, but they are still out there. I have continued to see, of course, the flying squirrels every night, which is interesting. And then there are the various kinds of insects that were out during the mild weather, namely crane flies more than anything else. Keep an eye on, as we go through January, keep an eye on the sides of the trees where the lichens are growing. I find they're just fascinating in January. January is a tough month. It's hard, it's cold, it's dry, and yet those lichens continue to grow on the sides of trees. Once, however, we get this January thaw, we get a little moisture to mix with it, they suddenly start absorbing it to let us know they're still there. It's really interesting to watch them. The other thing to keep an eye on is if you know a tree that still has some apples on it or crab apples, yep, there are birds that go after those. Just this week, I watched as a nice big pileated woodpecker visited a apple tree. So we may be in a cold month. We may be in a new year. But, oh, yes, there are going to be things that happen. So take care and happy perihelion.
Thanks so much, Larry. That is Larry Weber. Larry's an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.